Welcome on WSGW on your morning team show. It's 8:25. You with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Good morning.
I'm a rich white honky, but I know how to play the blues. I'm a rich white honky, but I know how to play the blues. Cause all these gold digging women have broke my heart in two.
You think you might recognize that as Hank Williams Jr., but I better make sure I turn this down because he says his new album that he's just dropped called Rich White Honky Blues contains several dirty words.
Oh, all right.
Capitalized. Several dirty
Ooh.
Words. But he says it's not him that's doing those dirty words. Nope. He says his new album is under his alter ego, Thunderhead Hawkins.
Of course.
I didn't know
he had either. I didn't either.
That's what it says. Thunderhead Hawkins.
So don't blame him.
He says, in spite of his heritage of country, of course, with his dad and what he's done, he says he listened to rhythm and blues growing up, and he's always wanted to release an album of blues, and so he has. Another song he says that's on the album is Jesus, Won't You Come By Here? But he says he's having a hard time performing it because it reminds him of his wife, Mary Jane, who passed away in March. Hmm. I did not know his wife passed away in March. Either. I missed that.
Yeah, I'd read somewhere that he said that he actually had more influence from blues than from his father's music.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, how many artists have said they've been influenced, no matter what their genre? I mean, a lot of rock and roll artists who've said the basis for a lot of their music was the blues.
No, yeah.
So... anyway, so there you go. Thunderhead Hawkins.
Does he normally take on, like, to do these kind of alter ego things, or is this just something
I mean, well, you know, he's used the name Bocephus.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
So,
okay.
So. Depending on whatever he's doing in studio, I suppose.
And whatever works.
Whatever works for Hank Williams Jr. Available just a couple of days ago.